Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional. My name is Dana Hafiz Babalana. Welcome to the Health Podcast Ghana. We are glad you listen. Before we begin, don't forget Health Podcast Ghana is available free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. Just search Health Podcast Ghana and you will find us. You will hear clear episodes on malaria, high blood pressure, diabetes, meningitis, and many more in English, cucumber, and dagbani. Today, we are hearing from Francis Kweku Owusu, Senior Nurse Manager at Karaga Municipal Hospital. The episode is about hemorrhoids today. Our goal with this podcast is to help you understand this topic and take steps towards better health. Mr. Francis, you are welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. So today you said we are going to talk about hemorrhoid.
Yes,
what
please.
Is hemorrhoid?
Yeah, thank you very much. Hemorrhoid is also called piles. I mean, locally or in the English term, we call it piles. But in the medical term, it's called hemorrhoid. And it's simply when the blood vessels in the inner region, if I say inner region, I mean the anus where we defecate from. There are some blood vessels around that area. Some are at the superior or the upper level, some are at the lower level. When these blood vessels engorge, or when the muscles in those blood vessels become weak due to various factors, blood that's supposed to come there and go back to the system tend to collect in those vessels, and then they begin to protrude outside the anus, or sometimes they remain there, and then occasionally they bleed. Those vessels get ruptured and then they bleed. So you realize you get some blood in your toilet. Sometimes the blood is mixed together. Sometimes the blood is on the toilet paper. When you finish defecating and you are cleaning your anus, you see the blood in the paper. Sometimes too, you see the blood spill over the lavatory bowl. People who go to the free range, if I say free range, those who go to the open defecation in the bush, when they poop, they rather the blood, sometimes the blood comes like with a broken pipe and they can bleed for some time and then it will stop before the toilet come. Sometimes the blood is mixed with the toilet, you know, so this is what is called, what we call piles. And we have types or degrees. We have the first degree, second degree, and the third degree. After the first degree, normally it is inside the anus, it doesn't come out, but it is causing problems there. The second degree, sometimes it comes out, you can see it, but sometimes it goes back itself. But when you get to the third degree, at that point it comes out from the anus, but unless you manipulate it with your hands, with your fingers to push it back, it doesn't go. Sometimes no matter how you push it back, it will still come back and be hanging outside the anus, you know, and then it causes a lot of problems. So these are the types of hemorrhoid or piles that we know in books or even in reality. Yes.
Thank you. So this pile or hemorrhoid doesn't have a particular people, or is everyone is at risk of acquiring this disease?
Yes, thank you very much. Everybody is at risk. Everybody is at risk of pile, but it's common among the young, sometimes to very old people, because as you age, the muscle tone in the inner region reduces its elasticity. So when blood comes into the inner region, they're supposed to go back, but because we have grown old and the muscle tone is down, it's weak, blood collect there and it doesn't go back. Sometimes too, it's common among the pregnant women because of the obvious pregnancy. It tends to reduce vein retention into the system. So blood collects in the perineal region and it causes hemorrhoid. But for them, when they give birth, it's go back. So it's not permanent in pregnancy. After giving birth, the hemorrhoid all go back, you know. So everybody is at risk, but it's common among the young between the ages of 20 to 50, and then also pregnant women and then very old people. It's very common among them. But sex-wise, it's both men and women.
So, like, are there something causing it, or is it genetic or something? I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, very good question. We have several causes of hemorrhoid or piles. Like I said, old age is one. Old age. Sometimes it runs in family, like you rightly say. If you have that thing in your family, it's likely that one of your relatives may have it. So it runs in family. And then also sometimes, when we get constipation, our eating habits, we don't eat enough roughages. We eat refined food, so it tends to constipate. And when you go to the loo pots or toilet, you tend to strain. And the straining is what is going to cause the hemorrhoid to come. Sometimes chronic cough, you know, as you cough, you create abdominal pressure, and then it causes the hemorrhoid. Sometimes too much sneezing, you have gotten cold or bad cold, and you are sneezing a lot, you know, it can also, or even some of the rhinitis reactions in the nostrils, make people sneeze a lot. And as you sneeze, it's like cough. You tend to create abdominal pressure, and that can also cause hemorrhoid or piles. And even vomiting. Vomiting can also cause piles. And then, like I said, pregnancy. Pregnancy can also cause. And then also, there are some tumors in the pelvic region. If I say tumor, tumors are growth, abdominal growth, that tend to grow in the pelvic region, lower abdomen. And then when those tumors or growths or masses appear in the lower abdomen, they tend to intercept or interrupt with the veins in that region, and that can also cause a lot of hemorrhoid. And alcoholism can also cause a lot of hemorrhoid or piles. Sometimes anal sex, you know, those men or women who do anal sex, so anal sex can also predispose you to hemorrhoid, you know. And then also, episiotomy is when a woman is going to deliver, is going to labor ward. During the delivery, the vagina is too small for the baby head to come. So the midwives or the doctors, sometimes they cut the vagina to make room for the baby to come out. So if sometimes the cutting of the vagina for the baby to come is called episiotomy, it can also predispose the woman to hemorrhoid, you see it. And then sometimes rectal surgeries, you have some problems in the anus or the inner region, and the doctor does surgery around those areas. It can also predispose you to hemorrhoid. And sometimes some diseases, problems that can bring along piles or hemorrhoid. So these are some of the causes of hemorrhoid. And then, like I said, old age, when you grow old, you realize that the muscle tone around the inner region tend to cause a lot of problems. So it predisposes you to hemorrhoid. So these are some of the causes of hemorrhoid.
Thank you. So, like, how would one know I have pile? Like, I'm talking about signs and symptoms.
Very good. Like I said, you go to the toilet and there's blood. Because ideally, when you're going to the toilet, you shouldn't see blood, you know. So when you go to the toilet and there's blood, it calls for alarm. You see, sometimes you don't see the blood, but as you clean your anus with the toilet paper, the tissue or the toilet paper, so there's blood in the paper, you see, it should tell you that you are getting hemorrhoid or piles, you see. And then sometimes the toilet is mixed with the blood. So then the blood comes alone, toilet comes alone. Sometimes you see that even there are mucoid around the stools. Mucoid is like flames, something like okra-like something around the stool. The Dagbani will say zwazwai. You see zwazwai around the toilet. You know, in Chi we say amamai. But mucoid is like something like Flemish, like something. You see it around the stool. Sometimes anal swelling, anal pain, anal itches, you know, even though some of the itches are also due to something else. But if you're having some of these signs and symptoms, it should tell you that you are having hemorrhoid or piles, or you have it, either you are getting or you have it, you know. So anal swelling, anal itching, and sometimes there's discomfort. When you are going to toilet, you have a lot of discomfort. Like I said, anal pain. Sometimes you see that that thing will protrude out of your anus. You see something like a groove come out of your anus, and that will cause a lot of discomfort. Even when you try to manipulate it, you see that it's not going. And then also, when the patient become pale because of the anemia, he has bled quite some time, so you have a lot of anemia, or he become pale. All these things can be some of the signs and symptoms of what hemorrhoid or piles.
Yes, I can see these are also showing signs of complications alongside. So is there a way we can avoid such complications?
Yeah, excellent. The complications, like we said, if you eat a lot of roughages, if you are eating hard roughages, you see, fruits and vegetables. And then also, when you do that, when you go to the toilet, you will not strain, you won't force the toilet, cause the hemorrhoid to come. You have free bowels, you see. And then also, some people, when they go to the toilet, they like to sit long on the toilet, because they read on the toilet. So they sit long on the toilet. That can also predispose or bring some of these things. So if you avoid all these things, realize that you will not be able to get the complications as we are talking about. And then, like I said, they bleed, so they get anemia, you see. Sometimes anemia can be so bad that they even collapse. They go into shock because he has lost blood every day, losing blood. You see, and the blood losing is not like we are losing too much blood, but persistently we are losing blood gradually. Today, you go to the toilet, you go to the toilet, you lose blood. Tomorrow, lose some blood. The following day, so in a month, you have lost blood in small quantities over a long haul. You see, by so doing, every single blood you lose, your blood reduces. So it makes you get anemia, and then sometimes they collapse and they go into shock. And then if you are not careful, the person may die. So the complications are some of these things that we need to make sure we don't get. So when you are eating fruit and all those things, and make sure that when you are getting the blood in your stools and things, try as much as possible and then report, so that, because the complication can be death and then to be too late, you see. Yeah.
So I would like to know what should be the most important thing we should remember in this topic that can always help us with hemorrhoid.
Excellent. Brilliant question. I think the most important question or notes we should take home is, when you see anything unusual about your toilet, about your going to toilet, you should call for alarm. Because sometimes it may not be even hemorrhoid or pus as we talk. It may be something serious than that, like cancer of the rectum, you see. So we need to make sure that you know how you go to toilet. If the way you go to the toilet has changed, is there pain? Is there blood? Is there something unusual about your defecating? Come to the hospital so that you'll be helped, you know.
Yes. Thank you once again. I am sure we have had a lot of information today regarding hemorrhoid or piles. And I would like also to refer you to other subjects we have related to this. If you log on to our podcast, you will find more information. Thank you so much, Mr. Francis Kokuowusu. Listeners, I believe and I know our information will serve you better and well. And I know you will not forget to also search for our subjects in Health Podcast Ghana on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and other indie podcasts available in the air. Until we meet again, thank you, and it is bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.